nutshell here. I'm going to try not to do too many of these, so I don't want to oversaturate you. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I picked up two stalks of celery. And I'm going to basically cut it into thirds. Fourths. Cut off the ends. I find that I don't like the bottom end of the celery. Some people do. Now, some carrot, and basically just washed or wiped off because, really, these are going to be so cooked down. By the time you're done, you're not going to want to eat them. I tasted one when I was doing soup, and darn close to mush. No taste. So anyway, I decided to go with white onion because I have a recipe that I'm going to try later that takes red, and I don't want to overuse. I almost forgot. I'm going to be putting some Meyer lemons in the brew. So once this is in here, I will do that. This will provide a nice little rack for your bird to sit on. But not only that, a good base that if you wanted gravy. And if I do this right, I might actually make gravy. Maybe not today, but maybe on another day when I feel up to it. So I'm going to grab an onion. And basically, you want to chop this roughly as well, because, again, you're going to cook this down. I tend to be a forgetter of where my knives are. Very potent, just as the other onion was. Oh. Okay, so much for that onion. That one was bad on the inside. Not nice. Let's try again. Hopefully this one's better. I know there's some people who would boo and just not say anything, but, you know, having a bad onion or something that comes up unexpectedly, it's a fact of life. So, yeah. Saying it, there's nothing wrong with that. That one looks a lot better. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to quarter this. Cut the quarter into halves. And I think that'll be a nice nice amount of onion. Now, I've heard that some people take the veg in here and they'll mash it and use it as part of the gravy or for thickener. It's up to you what you want to do. Okay, so that's done. Now, I also can't forget two things. I have sage stalks. They're the thickest ones on the sage plant. Why not use them? They'll perfume the bird even more. And make it even nicer. So, now I've put my garlic in there. Okay, so now in goes, I was going to say in goes the bird, but that's not true. I almost forgot my Meyer lemons. Now, Meyer lemons are only in season at certain points of the year. They are sweet and a tart. So I thought about using some of these to have as juice. And some of them I'm going to cut in half and stick in the bird. Only about two to go in the bird. Best way is to hold it over, and then any juices that do come out when you're cutting it. Be fine. I'm going to give it a slight squeeze. Some in the bird cavity. And this will, between this and the wine, I think this will cut the butter. Now, I say butter, but I'm not really using butter. Here I go and whisper it. It's not really a secret. I'm using the butter-flavored margarine. Now, here we go. Into the pan. So now I'm going to take back those two lemons, because I forgot to these other two, because I forgot to juice them. Oh dear, I don't know about me sometimes. So we've used two in the cavity and two otherwise. Now watch, these are more seeded than even regular lemons. So, but they're easy to squeeze. You can eat these like an orange. Just putting the lemon juice in the jar.
I'm keeping secrets out here, hmm?
Butter flavored margarine. You know that.
Yeah.
Previous years I've used the real thing.
It's going to be a nice turkey, I think.
I think so too. Okay. So, two more to do. That is. And now, do another one here. Okay. Now, the thing that I've never done before.
The wine, right?
That's right.
How much you putting in there?